Today, I wanted to talk about creating art using Procreate. Now, recently, I wouldn't really call myself much of an artist. I didn't do so well in art class, didn't win any awards, didn't get noticed for any amazing artworks or Da Vinci type of material. But one thing that did keep me interested in art was just plain cartoons, anime, TV, and the overall creativity in general of art. Because in just about everything in life, design, ads, music, dance, all of it involves some sort of art. And I really wanted to kind of get my hands dirty with the whole drawing, painting, and things like that, but I really didn't want to get my literal hands actually dirty with color marks and things like that. Luckily, I started experimenting a bit more with apps at the time, and I came across this app called Procreate. And I didn't really think much of it. I just bought the app because I wanted to just doodle on my iPad. And to my surprise, this summer I found myself drawing a lot more and experimenting a lot more in art. And drawing a lot of things that I never would have thought I would see myself drawing, such as cartoons, anime, things I enjoyed as a kid. I started creating now as an adult. And I would definitely say drawing is something that is very fun and enjoyable because you can literally do anything. You can take an idea that was created by someone else and mix it with another idea, and it makes it even more enjoyable and relatable. It makes the art much more enjoyable to see from different perspectives, different viewpoints. One of the best parts about using Procreate on the iPad, I would definitely say, is the portability. You don't have to carry a huge amount of paint, colors, pencils on you. You literally have every piece of color with you, every pen and things like that are easily accessible, and it's all touchscreen, which I really do enjoy. Now, of course, even though the portability of an iPad really is helpful, there are some downsides to draw on an iPad, which is, you know, sometimes a lot of people enjoy the aesthetic of writing and coloring and painting on a piece of paper. You know, that can't really be replaced by an iPad. But still, you know, if you're someone like me who had just so much resistance to just trying new art because of all the mess it would make, all the materials required, all the trees that could possibly have been killed, if you're someone like that or who worries about certain minor issues such as that, I would definitely try Procreate on the iPad. Just doodle for a bit. Talk to some friends who are experienced, or even find people who currently create art. I would definitely say that some of the best art I've seen is art that people have created videos of on TikTok. Literally, a lot of children, a lot of teenagers are drawing, doing commissions for such beautiful, amazing art. So I definitely would give this app a try if you're trying to learn a new skill, if you have some form of interest in art, you know. I hope you guys give this a try, and of course, if you have any questions, just let me know in the comments, or you can give the show a rating so I can kind of see it then. But other than that, I hope you guys have an amazing day. Enjoy the rest of your summer. And as always, stay awesome. Peace.